Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are on the Healing Hour, and I am your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III. And this is Purpose Kingdom Network. That is PKN, Purpose Kingdom Network. And I'm telling you, I got a great show for you today. I promise you, you will love every minute of it. But before we get to the show, you know we have to get to the other part. You are on blogtalkradio.com. That is blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. That is blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And I need you guys to call in. I need you to ask questions. I need you to talk to this woman of God who I have before you right now. I need you to just celebrate her and just dig in any way you can, because this is, I'm telling you, she is a powerhouse and she doesn't even know it. But before and in order for you to do that, you got to call in. And the number to call in is 323-870-4174. That is 323-870-4174. Call in, ask questions, ask for prayer, make a statement, whatever you give, a testimony, whatever you want to do, go ahead and just do that. All you got to do is call in at 323-870-4174. All right, guys, you know that every week we do our evangelism tip of the month. And our evangelism tip of the month has been, well, we're going into a new month, but I'm going to remind you of what last month's tip was. Last month's tip was, if you are a church and you have to stream via internet to have services, please get a Zoom account. It is imperative that you get a Zoom account. Everybody can get in on one network. Not only can they get in on one network, everybody has the ability to talk or not talk, and you can communicate with each other. And if it's for free if you're only going 40 minutes. Extended time past 40 minutes is only $12 a month. You cannot beat this when everything is going on with this pandemic, and a lot of people aren't able to get out. There are elderly people who aren't able to get out. You have the ability to have service by using the Zoom network. That was last month's tip. Now, this month's tip is very important as well, because there is something called Restream and Live Stream. I'm going to say this again. Restream and Live Stream. Restream and Live Stream are services you can use to broadcast your service or Bible study or platform on different media sites at one time. Restream allows you to record and then post on different media sites at one time. Livestream allows you to go live on every media circle outlet. So that means you can go live via Facebook, Twitter, you can do Instagram, you can also do your Zoom, and the list goes on. So either you have an option to record and then post, or do it live. They are both fees. The fees are under $20, and there are monthly fees. And it is important, if you want to stream on different media sites at one time, you can use your YouTube channel and your Facebook and your Instagram all at one moment, and you can do it where people have access to you at that moment. So Restream and Live Stream, those are your evangelism tip for this evening. Now, we always do this. We have our motivational scripture. And I just wanted to share this quick scripture with you, and I promise it's going to be so quick. And it's something really simple, and just something to check your heart. Sometimes you need to go through a checklist. And it's Isaiah 66:1-2, and it says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things have mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man I will look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit, and trembling at my word." Guys, God is looking for somebody with a contrite spirit, someone who is humble, someone who is meek. And he said he will look at you with his word. And he is looking for somebody with a good heart who knows that God is the center of it all. He said the heavens is my race and is my resting place, and the earth is my footstool. God is letting you know that he created it all. But not only did he create it all, he's looking for somebody with humility. And if you are humble, he's looking at you. All right, so sometimes we got to check our heart. We got to go through the checklist, and we got to ask ourselves, are we humble? Are we walking upright? Are we walking contrary the way that God told us to do it? And if we are, hallelujah, God said he's looking at us. Now, without further ado, I promised you a special guest. I promised you a woman of God, a young lady who I have known for a very long time. Her name is Shamaya Marshall. Shamaya, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all right. So, guys, before Shamaya introduces herself, I just want to let you know that she makes me feel a little old, because I've known her ever since she was a little girl, when she had the big poofy dresses and the ruffled socks, and her sister had like the big curls and stuff. And now she's 19, about to be 20 next month, and graduating college. So thank you for making me feel older than what I am. But I wanted to introduce everybody to Shamaya. Say hi to everybody, Shamaya.
Hello, everybody.
All right. So, Shamaya, before we start, I just want everybody to kind of get a overview of who you are. Where do you go to school? A run through of where you are right now and who you are. So what school you go to, what's your major, I let everybody know how old you are, but you can tell them again, and what church do you go to, and just let everybody know that real quick.
All right, y'all, what's up? My name is Shamaya Marshall. I am 19 years old. I am a twin. Shout out to my twin Shamira. She's listening right now. I go to school at Full Sail University, and I am studying film production, planning to graduate in a few months with a bachelor's degree. I attend two churches, actually. My home church, Ebenezer Seventh-day Adventist Church, and then my Florida church that is close to my heart, Mount Sinai SDA Church. I love y'all. And that's about me.
All right. So we're not just going to skim past anything. You said you are 19 years old, about to be 20, graduating with a bachelor's. We all know that the average graduating student is supposed to graduate in 4 years, and here you are graduating in 2. How did you even do that?
Hard work, dedication, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of I want to give up, but I had people in my corner like my mom, my family, my sister Crystal, my brother-in-law Joe. I also had a few mentors along the way that I met over the years who have kept me going and saying, girl, you bet not give up. So through all the support and the love that I've gotten, that has helped me to endure.
All right, so what are we doing with this bachelor's degree that you're about to get? What, and what's your major again, and what are we going to do with this bachelor's degree?
So my major is film production. And when I finish graduating, I plan to continue on to my master's in film. But while I'm still going through that transition, I plan to start putting out Christian content, connecting with other Christians, whether they be young, whether they be old, who want to get the message of Jesus Christ out.
Okay. First of all, those who are listening, you have no idea how big this is. You know, a lot of times we criticize the film industry. We talk about the imagery and the messages that are portrayed, but we don't praise those who are sending out good messages. This is a young lady, 19 years old, going on 20, who said, I studied film because I want to give the world Christian content. I want to give the world Christian imagery and messages. So, y'all, I need y'all to celebrate. This is a big moment, especially in the film industry, where everything at your disposal, and they just let everything go on in the media. But here we are, and God is calling people to film, just like he's calling people to the fashion industry, he's calling people to the music industry and production, he's calling people to television. You know, God can use anybody anywhere, and this is a big deal. So I thank God for you, and we definitely going to pray and make sure that you get where you're going, because I'm telling you, I better be in a movie. I better be a feature or something. I gotta get so weird.
Yes, sir.
In this film, extra. I'll take 2 lines, a line and a half, but as long as I get on the film credit, I'm cool. All right, we got that deal.
We got that deal.
All right, good. So just want to ask you a really serious question, because, you know, like I said, I watched you grow up. You have a beautiful family. Definitely want to shout out your sister, because I love her too. She is definitely close to my heart, just like you are. And I just want you to just, if you can, just share your testimony. Where has God you from?
So when I think about the question, where has God brought me from? It's a question that I resonate on. I think about a lot. I pray about it a lot, because I realized that at 19, I've been through things that people who are my age haven't even lived to see. Like, they haven't seen half of what I've seen. So when I'm asked my testimony, my mind goes back to when I was a kid. I don't remember back when I was a baby, but from the stories that my family has told me, my mom, my sisters, I had a childhood where I was in and out of the hospital. I had head surgeries, eye surgeries. I mean, you talk about surgery and I had it. you know, they were doing plastic surgery, they were doing regular surgery. I was born with craniofacial disease, which is where one side of your face doesn't fully develop. So I was born without a left eye. My head was kind of bent out of shape. And, you know, I always think about how the doctors told my mom that I would never walk, I would never talk. They said I would be nothing but a vegetable that she would have to take care of for the rest of her life. And, you know, sorry, I'm about to cry, but I just think about how, you know, my mother, as a Christian woman, she prayed over me. She brought pastors in. She did what God commanded her to do. And without the help of my sister Crystal and my brother-in-law Joe, and without God in the mix, there would be no me, you know, because they put me through karate. I went through swimming. I went through dance. My mom made a determination in her mind that I would never be someone who couldn't do anything for themselves. And when I think about that and I look at where I'm at now, I'm like, but God. You know, they said I would never talk. I had PE2s. I was having hearing problems as a kid, you know, and even going through school was hard because I got bullied. I got called a one-eyed cyclone. You know, and it was hard, right? It was really hard growing up, you know, as a child, having to deal with that. And sometimes I found myself asking God, like, why me? Like, why couldn't that have happened to somebody else? Why did I have to personally go through this experience? And I never forgot the words of one of my friends. They told me, she said, Shabaya, when did you decide that you wanted to start preaching? And I said, I always said from about the age of 4 or 5 that I wanted to be a pastor. And my dream school was actually Oakwood University. And I said from a young age I wanted to be a pastor. And I look at that now and I say, God knew at that age that when I got to where I am now and where I will be, that I will give him that praise, the honor, and the glory that he righteously deserves. So when I think about my testimony, I just want people to know that with God, anything is possible. You don't have to sit and worry. You don't have to sit, be afraid. You don't have to mope around and be sad. You know, a lot of people say to me, you're dealing with a lot, but yet you're so happy. And I'm like, yeah. Like, what's the point of sitting around and crying and being upset when I know that my God is the great physician? He's brought me over 15 surgeries. What makes me think he can't do it again? You know? So I know that God is so real because he has revealed himself to me over the years. And not only through the surgeries, but through the support that I saw from my family, you know, I was able to know that God was real. And I thank God that I went through this. That might sound crazy to y'all, but I wish I had a witness, y'all. I thank God that I went through all these surgeries. I thank God that I went through the pain and the struggle. I thank God that my mom went through the pain and the struggle. I thank God that my sister and my brother-in-law went through the pain and the struggle. I thank God that my aunt Tiffany and Uncle Sean went through the struggle. I thank God that all of them were there for me, you know. I really thank God because without them, you know, they built me into the person that I am with the strength that God gave them. And now God has given that strength to me to be a witness to my nieces, to my nephews, to the people I come in contact with at school, on a job doing film. You know, he's given me that power to say that God is good and that there's nothing that can't be done without God. In Matthew, it says, he that endures till the end shall be saved. And I'm here to let y'all know that I'm going to endure to the end because I'm ready to be saved. Thought about some art when you was talking about how, like, you just want a line. You said, even if I get a line in a film, I'll be satisfied. And it makes me think about the kingdom of heaven. You know, even if I make it there on one strand, I made it. So that's my testimony for y'all. Just keep your head up, keep pushing, keep trusting in God. Never give up, no matter how hard it may seem, because it gets hard. there's times I've asked some of my mentors, I said, is God real? Well, I'll question his authority, but I know that God is for the things that he personally has shown me.
Well, did you just get up here on my show and preach? You preached a sermon. You supposed to be telling your testimony, not about to get an offering. My God. All right, so I'm joking, but in all seriousness, I've watched you growing up. You have the ability to walk into a room and light up a room. You know how to change your atmosphere, and you know how to make God's presence wherever you are. And that is an anointing. That is a gift. A lot of people don't know how to usher in the presence of God with a simple hello. They don't know how to show somebody Jesus, not by what they say, but by how they live. And at 19 years old, you know, despite everything you went through, you know, you said you had surgeries. You lost your eye, you go through disfigurements, and you had so many different things go on, yet you are so beautiful. I mean, you are so caring and loving, compassionate, and you said you wanted to be a pastor. Now, here's this crazy people that God called. Run from it. But there are few that run to it. And the people that run to the calling of Jesus Christ, they run to it because they know that there's nothing better than to serve God. There's nothing better but to please your Creator. And
amen.
Your circumstances have put you in a position to say, being what it's like to be on the side and not feel God, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that the presence of God on my life. So if God, you tell me to preach, if you tell me to minister, if you tell me to make a movie about you, if you tell me to produce content that serves you, I'll do whatever it takes. I just want your presence. And baby, you got what it takes. I'm telling you, you got what it takes. I thank God and I bless God for your testimony. I guarantee you, if I let you go on, you probably preach a little longer, and I wouldn't have minded. I wouldn't let you do it. I was getting a little excited. I had to put my phone on mute because I was about to start shouting. I'm shouting in where I'm at, right? And I said, this girl just got up there and preached. But
that was God preaching. That ain't me. That's God. You know what I'm saying?
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Now, there's something that we got to get down to business, because something came up and you called me, and you know if you call me for anything, I'm doing it. But you set me up, and I'm letting people know that you set me up, because you called me and said, hey, I'm putting this little thing together because I have a youth group, and I just want something for the youth group. Just share a message for the youth group, and I just want to organize something where, you know, we can, you know, our youth can hear, you know, different speakers talk about different things. And I said, cool, whatever you need, you got me. Whatever you got me. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to speak to the youth, and it's going to be okay. So then you call me back. And after you call me back, you says, So I'm putting together a revival. I gotta tell the people what you did. I gotta tell everybody what you did because this is a setup. Because at first it was, can you speak to my youth group? Then when you called me back, you said, I'm putting together a revival, true youth revival, for a few people. Now, I knew you was lying when you said a few, because when people say a few, that means it's a whole bunch of folk. They just don't know how many it is right now. So you said a few people, and then you told me the lineup. And when I heard the lineup, I said, this lineup don't sound like it's only going to be a few people. I go down, I'm seeing elder this person and pastor this and pastor that and elder and the list kept going on and deacons. And then I stopped and said, so what date you want me to do? Well, can you do the last day, the 19th? You going to close the revival out? I said, you know what, little girl? we going to close. Yes, Now you talking about yourself, can you close my revival? And I just bless God because, you know, your heart are for your peers. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if I say this enough on my show. I hate the word young people. Oh, my God, it gets under my skin because I believe that no matter what age you are, you have real life experiences that need real life words. And if you try to bottle it up into a condensed form of, oh, this is only a young person's word versus, oh, this is for the older, you shorthand the power of God, because we need to be preached to, not tempered, not censored. We need a real life message, especially in this day and age, where the experiences of your 30-year-old 30 years ago is now the experiences of your 12-year-old, your 8 and 9-year-old. So it really bothers me when people use the term young people. We need to preach to the young folk. No, you need to preach to people. And you are doing that. You are preaching to people. What gave you this idea of the speak to my youth group / revival that you set me up for?
So I'm going to start with the idea of how it came up, like the idea of putting together revival. And you know me personally, I try to act like I'm a pretty shy person. So when it comes to stuff like this, I kind of shy away in a sense, but then I don't. So when God placed this on me to do it, I was like, all right, God, you want me to do this? Put the speakers together. And I wake up the next morning, and God literally is sending a list of speakers to call. He's giving me name after name after name. And I'm like, okay, God. I'm like, so then I question God with, when do you want this? And then that's when I was faced with August 9th. And I said, okay, so when's it going to end? You know, so I was trying to do a little back and forth thing with God. I'm like, you know, putting him to the test. I'm like, so when I got this date, I said to myself, I said, man, people starting to go back to school. We're trying to get through a pandemic. I'm dealing with some health things on my own, you know, trying to get through some things. So God said, you said anywhere I lead, you will follow. That's literally what God said to me. He said, Shemaiah, you said, anywhere I lead, you will follow. I said, all right, bet. Take my words. Throw it back at me. Cool. So I started calling these people out. And one by one, I got a yes, what day you need. Yes, what day you need. Yes, what day you need. And I said, praise God. from whom all blessings flow. Now, to everybody else, it looks like this was organized by me, but I'm here to let y'all know that this was organized by God. This is not Shemaya in no way, shape, or form.
Wow. So when God gave you just the people and just the ability to organize it, I remember when we talked, you would say, well, maybe I should hand it off, or maybe I should, put it in somebody else's hands to kind of direct it. And what did I tell you?
You told me if God gave this to you, then you push it. Don't hand God's work off to somebody else.
Right. I told you, don't you? If God gives you a vision and if God makes that vision clear for you, the only person that's going to see it is you. Don't give nobody else your vision. God gave that vision to you unless God told you to collaborate your vision. But you better not pass off your vision. And I believe that this is going to be a powerhouse revival. It may be just the beginning, but all you need is a start. So tell us what's the title of it, what's the purpose of it. Give us the spiel on this revival.
So the spiel on this revival, this revival is entitled Locked In But Not Locked Out. Because I was placed with this title with the understanding of, as we are locked in our houses, you know, being that it's virtual, we are locked in our houses, but we are not locked out from the kingdom of God. We are not locked out from His word. We can tap into His word anytime, no matter the day, nor the hour, nor the second. God is there. So although we are locked in, we are not locked out. Our subtitle for this revival is, where do we go from here? So where is God going to take us? And when I thought of, when I was given this title, I wasn't talking about where are we going to go after the quarantine. Where are we going to go from here once this revival finishes? Are we just going to come together for 10 days and talk about God's will and say amen? Or are we going to take this and we're going to go, as the Bible says, into all the world and preach the good news? Or are we just going to say, amen, keep it to ourselves and move on? So when I said, where do we go from here? That's talking about from this revival. What did God place on your heart for you to do? And as we're talking about being locked in but not locked out, our speakers will be ranging over a lot of things. We're going to hit on the topics that we're seeing in our world. This isn't going to be no sugar-coated message that we hear every Sabbath. This is going to be something real. This is going to be the real deal. It's open to people of all ages, young, old. It will be an epic experience, I know, because God already told me. And I'm excited. I don't know about you, Arthur, but I am very excited to see what God is going to do. I would just sit back and watch.
Listen, I hear it in your voice. I can tell that you're excited and just the move that's about to happen. I'm here with you. When I tell you, I looked at the lineup. And when I looked at the lineup, I said, Oh God, this is different. This is different, and it's a lineup of different leaders within the church, and they're all young. Like I said, we have Elder Kyle Ashley, who's going to be a speaker. We have Pastor William Washington Jr., who's going to be a speaker. These are all leaders in their church under the age of 30. So I'm kind of like the oldest person on this roster. Thank you, Shemaya, for making me feel old again. And then you have...
Thank you, Lord.
you have, I think... Ekin Darrow is on this list, right?
No.
Who else is on the line?
I'll run you down the lineup. So our first speaker for the revival will be Pastor Kelby Bullock. Very, very powerful speaker. He's a great advocate for his church and his community. The second night will be Charmaine Ali. She's also a young adult who is active about God's word. The next one you have already mentioned, Will Washington. The following speaker after that will be my brother, Josiah Walton.
I'm excited about that.
Yes, I think Josiah is, I'm overjoyed. I was telling him earlier today, I'm super excited for him. The most.
Mm-hmm.
So following Josiah, we have Kyle Ashley.
Okay.
Following Kyle, we have Alexis Langston. She is a master's student in theology. She attends Andrews. So she is also a pastor.
All right.
Following her, we have Ohimaya Hong Kong. She is a friend from Florida. She attended Oakwood University for Law.
Wow, okay.
Following him, we have Shaiqua Surprise. She is also attending, she attends UCF in Florida. Following Shaiqua, we have myself, Shamaya Marshall. Following me, we have Elder Kelsey Bolden. And then we are ending it off with Arthur Burgess III, which is you.
Oh, boy. Here we go. No, but awesome lineup. Very different. I've had Pastor Washington on. I've had Elder Ashley on. I've had a few others on the show, and you know how Will is, and you know how Kyle is, and they just came up and they said something super deep. And it just turned into a whole nother show. So I love to hear what God, does with them. And you are going to be preaching as well. And you already know I'm hyped to hear what God puts in you. And I'm going to be ready when that happens. So how are you streaming? Where are you streaming, and how can people get involved? And I'm going to put this out there. How can people donate? How can people sow into this revival and sow into this ministry that God has blessed you with? So we're going to see, where are you streaming? How can people watch? And how can people sow into this ministry?
So we'll be streaming live on Facebook. It'll be under my personal account, which is Shamaya Marshall. We will also be connecting on Zoom. So it'll be on Zoom and then stream to Facebook. So I'll actually text you the link, Art, and you can put it out there. And
okay.
As I said, all ages are free to join. We're going to get into God's word. We're going to connect with God.
All right, so what is the Zoom link? What is the Zoom account?
I don't have that on me right now, but I will get it to you.
We'll get it, and I will post it as soon as we can. And I want people, I'll put it on the Purpose Kingdom Network page. It's already on my page. And we'll make sure people know how to watch the revival. It's for 10 days, and you don't want to miss all of these speakers. Like I said, I know people say, well, this is for young adults. No, this is for everybody. God can send a word to anybody, and we're just excited to see what God does. My next question is, once again, I need you to answer this. I know you probably said it, but I want you to answer it again. How can people donate to the ministry? Somebody may want to sow a seed to the ministry, and they may want to sow a seed to you. So you better get that cash app up. See people know where they can donate.
We are going to be taking donations for this so that some of the speakers, they are not asking for any donations, but we are going to try to get them a little something. Of course, you know, we're out here doing this because we love God. The cash app that they could send it to is Director Maya. Maya spelled M-A-Y-A. And all donations will be going out to the speakers.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this again. It's Director Maya, right? The cash app is Director Maya. So if you want to sow a seed into this revival that was by this 19-year-old woman who is serving God, who's preaching the gospel, who's making Christian film, and who is serving God in every with her imagination in every way possible. If you are looking to sow a seed to this ministry, it is Director Maya, and the Maya is spelled M-A-Y-A, I believe. Say it again for me.
Yes, it's spelled Maya, like my name, M-A-Y-A.
Yes, right, Director Maya. Now, here is the part that we have to get to. Now, Shamaya, on my show, I call this part the most important part of the show, because on this part of the show, we offer somebody Jesus Christ. Now, you know, everything that we talked about, revivals, testimonies, all that is wonderful, and we appreciate all that stuff. But at the end of every conversation, the bottom line must be, are you saved? Do you want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Because we can talk till we blue in the face, but unless someone sees Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, what are we talking for, right? So,
yes, sir.
We are right now, we are looking for somebody. And maybe somebody is listening. You know, somebody might have heard your story. Somebody said, hey, I had surgeries too. You know, I lost a body part. I was told that I wasn't going to be good enough. I was told that I wasn't going to be able to do this and do that. But I have this overcoming spirit. I have this fighter spirit in me. And I'm trying to push through what everybody said I couldn't do. But if you are fighting right now, here is what you have to know. You don't have to fight alone. You're not meant to fight alone. You're not meant to fight this fight by yourself. A lot of people tell you, well, this fight is yours. No, this fight is ours. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells you it's not even your fight. It's the Lord's. And if you're willing to give it to God, He's willing to give you peace where you are. So right now, there's somebody listening who says, well, how can I get this Jesus? How can I get this peace that Shamaya has? How can I get this love that Shamaya has? What's going on the inside of her? How can I get it too? And it's very simple. What we have to do is first, we have to recognize that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
And not only is He the Son of God, but that He died and rose for my sins. Then acknowledge the fact that we are sinners. And after we acknowledge that we are sinners, ask Him to be Lord of our lives, to come into our hearts. to be our personal Savior. If you have taken those simple steps, if you have done those simple things, you are now a part of the body. You may have an emotional experience. Sparks may fly. You may feel overwhelmed and overjoyed, and we are excited for your experience right now. But somebody else may have made that confession and yet didn't get the sparks to fly, didn't get the overwhelming experience. But guess what the word says? The word says it's not a feeling, it's a confession. So if you believe in your heart and you express that belief with your mouth, you are saved. So you know what happens? When one person gets saved, the Bible says that the angels celebrate. It means when you decide to let the Lord Jesus Christ be your personal Savior, heaven throws a party. Heaven throws a party just for you. So we're going to pray. Me and Shemaiah, we're going to pray. And when we pray, we are believing that someone has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for who you are, because you're a healer. You are a deliverer. You're a way maker. You're a provider. You're our peace. You are love. And God, we thank you for being our everything. You told us that everything in this world is yours, including me, including those who are listening, including Shemaiah. So God, as you look down on your people, I ask that you bless us. I ask that you send your angels to protect. You send your Holy Spirit to be the comforter that you have called him to be. You said when you ascended, the comforter came down. So God, we thank you for the comforter. Right now, there is a soul right now who is looking for peace, who is looking for understanding. Why are they dealing with this health issue? Why are they going through this process? Why are they hurting so bad? But God, I ask that you reveal the purpose, that you show up and you let them know the purpose and the pain. And when you let them know the purpose, God, you give them rest. You give them rest. We thank you because some believe that someone has received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and has made you Lord of their lives. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we are now going to have our brother Rob. He's going to do some announcements. And after he does the announcements, we are going to move on to the rest of the show. Brother Rob, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and announce it. And before I do so, I'd like to thank your guest, Shemaira, for coming on and giving a beautiful testimony and word of inspiration for everybody out there that is looking to just, you know, have a fighting chance and just getting their niche in life. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm just going to go ahead and just give the announcements. If you want to correspond with us via email at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. You can also let us know that you turn your life over to Christ, and we can celebrate with you. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can just simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety at your convenience. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom, where you can see most of our media content through any of our social media pages. Well, God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Evangelist Desiree Whitfield. And her show is Just Say Yes. say yes. So once again, we're guys, please join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Say Yes with Evangelist Desiree Whitfield. With that being said, that's going to be the end of our announcements. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program, whether you're joining us via phone or internet. We appreciate your support at Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank you, and we hope you continue to tell further family members that we're on. And Mr. Art, the forecast up in your hand.
Thank you, Brother Rob. Don't nobody do the announcements like you, sir, because you're the best at it. I can't even do it as good as you. I don't even try. So we are almost to the closing of our show. But before we close, Shemaya, I need you. I need you to give your information. And I'm going to, before you give your information, if there is a closing word or a last statement that you would like to share with everybody watching, please do. Just if there's a final thought that you would like to get out before we close, what would that be?
If I could give a final thought, I would say never stop praying, never stop giving up. As in the words of one of my best mentors, I'm going to put him on blast, Mr. Rico. He told me one time, and I told him I felt like giving up. He said, "God, you're a beast. Never stop." He said, "God got something for you." So I want others to know that never stop, because God got something for you. It may not be what everybody else is getting. It may not be that money that you want. It may not be that car that you want. But God has something for each and every one of us, as long as we invite him into our hearts and we do his will.
Amen. Amen. I believe that. Now, I want you to give the information for the revival and also your social media information one more time. All right, go for it.
So the information for the revival, you can actually email me if you need it. My email is shamayamarshallpro@gmail.com. Shamaya is spelled S-H-A-M-A-Y-A. Marshall is M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, P-R-O, @gmail.com. And I will personally send you the flyer and the Zoom information, or it will be posted on the radio show's website for you to access. My social media, Facebook, you can follow me at Shamaya Marshall. Instagram, my Instagram is Young Queen Maya. And that's my socials for you. Feel free to hit me up if you ever need anybody to talk to. You just need prayer or a partner. I'm here to talk.
All right. And also, I want to let you guys know that I'm working on a brand new project, and I just talked to Shemaya about we're doing a film, but I'm working on a brand new project called Faith by Design. And what it is, it's a platform for Christian creatives, all those who work in the arts. It is a platform for Christian creatives and those who want Christian content and Christian artists and Christian graphic designers, Christian stylists, and the list and Christian clothing lines and the Christian directors. We have, it is a network that provides an outlet for those who love God and work in the field of arts. So it's called Faith by Design, and it's easy to get on the platform. You can literally go to faithbydesign.bfm. That is faithbydesign.bfm on Instagram. Faith by Design .bfm on Facebook. That same name, Instagram and Facebook, Faith by Design .bfm. And what it does is it provides access to Christian arts. Those who are in film, dance, design, music, even hairstylists, barbers, the list goes on, all on one page. So if you want to have a Christian graphic designer, he or she is right there. Christian photographers, he or she is right there. And we even have a Christian comic book artist. So please check those out. That is faithbydesign.bfm on Instagram and Facebook. All right, guys, it is a pleasure to have you, Shamaya. God bless you. We praise God for you. Before we close out, because I got a few minutes, I want to pray for you, and we're going to pray for this revival. Matter of fact, you know what? You're going to pray. Here's how we're going to do this. Well, you pray, and then after you pray, I'm going to pray and then close out, okay?
Okay.
Because we're going to pray that this revival changes lives, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool, you got it.
Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as I approach your throne room of grace, God, I am a broken piece of clay, God. You are the potter and I am the clay. So take me and mold me into what you would have me to be, God. Now, Lord, you know the project that you have put out for your people. We're trying to get locked in with your word because we are not locked out of your kingdom. So before the day of judgment and that door is closed, we are trying to make sure that we are in your gate. So God, be with this revival. Be with every speaker, Lord. Give them the words that you would have them to speak. Help know that the words that come out of their mouth be the words that they want to say. But be the words that you put on their hearts to say. Be the words that you put in their mouths to say. Be the words that your people, that you want them to hear, God. Lord, be with me as I prepare and prep all of this, God. You have entrusted me with something that I thought was more than I could handle, but you showed me that it was just what I needed, God. You showed me that I needed this to say, Shamaya, this is what I can give you, things that you could be doing. So thank you for entrusting that in me, God, and help me to be a light to others so that when they see me, they will see that my glow is different from the world, and they'll come and say, sis, what do you have? Because I want some of that too. Be with this show, God. Be with everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord. Help them to know that you are God and God alone, and that through you all things are possible. No matter what may be thrown at us, you know that you are by our side. You, despite what it said, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. So God, I'm looking full in your face. And I'm saying, God, let your will be done. Not my will, let your will be done. So that when you come, we can say, Lord, this is our God and we have waited for him. This is my prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. We are closing out right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you touch every heart that heard. You touch every soul that is listening. You begin to manifest yourself in them. Allow your spirit to fester, to grow, to expand in our lives, and let us see the glory of Jesus Christ. And bless this revival. Bless Shamaya as she prepares. God, you give her understanding. You let every hard road get easy. You give her a path that is clear, and every broken thing that is going to happen, you move it out the way so that you can get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can't wait to see you next time on the Healing Hour. Thank you, Shamaya. Thank you, and I love you. Can't wait for the revival, all right?
Praise God. Love you too.
God bless you. This is the Healing Hour. Can't wait to see you next show.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.